Commenting on the church's lack of impact and power, someone recently said to me, "Well, the church is pretty anemic these days." Now, as an indictment, this stands fairly accurate. The power present in the church isn't the power we should possess. The church the Lord is coming back for will be an overcoming church, walking in power, strength, and victory. Compared to that, most of the church in our day is spiritually anemic. But let me assure you that it is not because the blood of Christ has become weak and impotent. Never. The blood of Jesus Christ is still powerful today. It will never lose its power. If the church is anemic, it's not because the blood of Christ has lost its power, but because the body of Christ has lost his blood. Like a hemophiliac with uncontrollable bleeding, the body of Christ has lost great volumes of the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ has been lost from our music, our messages, our books, and our magazines. The only prescription for our grave condition is a holy transfusion. We need to develop a divine appreciation for the blood of Christ and then receive a divine impartation of it.